I mean, all of that wealth is in the companies that he has founded and grown and sold and founded and grown and sold, and all of the employees who are making lots and lots of money. How many millionaires was it? Over 400 millionaires when SpaceX went public? I mean, these people got wealthy because this company was built. They built this company. They owned shares in the company. It went public. That's how it works, okay? And that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. Get off your butt. Do something about it. I'll stop. I guess I went one bridge too far. Let's change gears. In our government, we talk about rights. One of the most wonderful things about our government that some of the people early on insisted on was that we have a Bill of Rights. However, as believers, children of God, we have a dual citizenship. We're not just citizens of the United States with rights here and the ability to vote here. We also, being born of God, we are citizens of the kingdom of God. And I know we talk about it, and there's nothing wrong with saying rights. However, when you come to the kingdom of God, we don't have rights, we have promises. A right may be something you have to fight for. A promise is something God made, and he don't lie. The problem is we don't really know sometimes exactly what the promises are or how to go about making sure that we're walking in them. The other day I was looking at Hebrews chapter 6, I think it was verse 12, we'll get there. And I was looking at the latter part of that verse where it says, through faith, actually what nearly every translation would read is, through it be imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Okay? To adjust that slightly, there's really not an of them or of those. There's an article, the, and they said it's plural and it's genitive. But when you start adding stuff in there, sometimes you can change the meaning. We'll get there. Through, they are inheriting the promises through faith and patience. And I dug into it a little bit. I was having a lot of fun. I could, as I move back up to kind of get a context there, I was looking at the 10th verse. And I'll save the question, and we'll do that. If you want to, look with me to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. For God is not unjust to forget. The word forget there actually would be more accurately say to overlook or neglect. Okay? And the verb there actually is aorist infinitive, which means it's inceptive, it's beginning. We would say it like this. God is not even beginning to overlook your work or effort and the purposeful good will, that would be agape, that you have put into his name, having ministered to the saints and ministering. Now that's the way the text reads. For time's sake, some don't applaud, okay? But for time's sake, I'm not going to dig down into all these words like we often do, okay? I'm just going to kind of give you, in some cases, what would be the enhanced version, all right? So again, you're welcome. for the people that say they get sometimes confused in too many words. So, here we go. For God is not unjust to forget or overlook your effort and the purpose of a goodwill that you have put into his name, having ministered to the saints and ministering. Many of the translations will put the word still in there because you've changed the tense of the verb. Not only did you do it, you are still doing it. It's continuing, right? So the writer of Hebrews is commending the people and saying, don't get discouraged about anything, okay? God's not even about to forget the effort that you've put into his name. And as, are you wearing off on me? Is that what that is? Just out of nowhere. When I read that, I could see faces. I thought about you guys. And I thought about some of you, all the years we've been around each other. And all of the things that you've done. I thought it was just like a waterfall, kaleidoscope of images. I thought about the Giving Tree stuff that so many people over so many years, people sometimes we didn't even know, you know, who was behind on their house payments or power bill, whatever. And then all of the stuff that's gone on for years now with Peter Kelly and Yendo and Violet and the people Bismarck in Masara and Jack O'Kella over at Wangai, and how you have ministered to and are continuing to minister, and how you value that giving and that effort that you put into it. I think about the musicians for all the years, how the effort that they put in to being here on Sunday mornings to in the power of praise, to worship God, and to create that atmosphere of faith along with the praisers that are in the room. And how precious that is to God. And in my heart, I could feel what the writer was saying here. God's not about to forget the effort that you've put into his name in having ministered and ministering to the saints. 11th verse. On top of that, we passionately want you to show that same diligence or zeal engaging with complete confidence of the expected end. Now, that's probably not what you're seeing. There's a couple of translations real close to that. But as I was looking at that, I just started talking to our Father about it, and I'm going, that doesn't seem right.